Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Being a weekday morning, but also a holiday weekend, kind of went back and forth on whether to do a broadcast, but figured why not? It's a little later than normal because of it being a holiday weekend. I did not have to be up quite so early. But it's also fitting because this week's focus is on the gift of work. And I put this together last week thinking about Labor Day and the time that we celebrate work. It seems kind of an odd thing. But we often take off of work to celebrate the workers. I thought about that. The Bible talks a lot about work being a gift. And I know many times we think of it in terms that are anything but that. And if you go back, even prior to sin entering the world, God had put Adam and Eve in the garden with a task to care for and to look after all of creation. And granted, their work became much more difficult. God says that was a part of the curse of sin. But work wasn't created because of sin. God completed his work of creation in the 6 days and then rested, but he gave work to mankind and continues to give work to mankind so that it would be for our good. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon kind of comes to this conclusion, and you kind of have to watch that book because some of it is his thought processes, and there'll be things that are written there, and you get to the end, and he says, I realize that was just vanity, that was foolishness. But he comes down to some of his basic conclusions in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 12 and 13. He says, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice, and to to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. And today, as I think about this gift of God, I want to think specifically about a gift of work which honors God. When you do set about whatever tasks are before you, whatever work that you do, who do you hope gets the recognition? And most of us, if we're honest, we kind of hope that we do. We want the rewards of our labor, and God says that we should enjoy those. But also to look a little deeper. In John chapter 7, verse 8, verse 18, Jesus says, he who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Think about work that honors God. As we live life, as we represent Jesus, as we do the things the Bible has called us to, there ought to be a time that people notice it. Peter says, to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. It kind of presumes that somebody's going to ask. And you need to be ready. The heart of today's devotion really comes down to when people do ask, who gets the credit? When you do the good works that God created in advance for you to do, do you point to Jesus as the source, as the author? Later this week, I'll be heading out to help with some disaster cleanup in Louisiana. And there's a lot of reasons that I enjoy volunteering with International Disaster Emergency Service. And one of them is this heart of their mission that wants everything done to represent Jesus, that wants to point to others. And so as we do disaster cleanup in an area and the volunteers come in, and it's very clear that this isn't about us. And it isn't ultimately about IDES. And there are a couple things that are stressed. One is to make the connection with the local church. That's who will still be there 6 months down the road. That's who people need to know God used to help. But even beyond and above making the connection with the local church, make sure that people realize this is because of Jesus. I've said this before, and when I was there last year and doing some broadcasts, but one of the homeowners that we were able to help clean up some of their mess really wanted to pay somebody. He recognized that there was a lot of expense and effort that had gone into people coming and work being done. And the response of one of those fellow volunteers of mine was simply that Jesus already paid for it. And you see, when we begin to recognize that our gifts, our abilities, our resources, everything that we have came from God, and that He sent us out to do work which honors Him. And that work can be as varied as one person is to another. It's not simply the work of standing up in front of a congregation of people and preaching. It's the work of listening to your neighbor who feels isolated and can't get out. It's the work of sharing meals. It's the work of giving a ride. It's the work of standing in a line at a factory, providing for your family and having resources to give. It's the work of volunteering at a homeless shelter. And the list can go on and on and on and on. And it's not the specific work as much as it is who's sending you to do it and who's being honored through it. I suspect we all know people. We've probably all been people who have sought that spotlight. And there's something about seeking that spotlight that kind of diminishes at least in my mind, the work that was done. I've told people numerous times that I really don't think that I could ever, and I'm not a sports fan of any kind anyhow, but I really don't think that I could ever get behind a college football team or any sports team in a city that I lived in. Because it seems like there's this arrogance that comes with victory, especially, that just tends to try to lose sight of how they got to where they're at. But in reality, we all have that same tendency. Our culture has not done anything to help avoid it. In fact, it almost pushes us into that having to toot our own horn or nobody listens. And I suppose sometimes the question is, why does anybody need to listen? You see, Jesus says to let our light so shine that people would see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Not glorify us, not even glorify the works, but glorify our Father. What would it look like today if you and I were more deliberate in valuing the gift of work which honors God? If we were more content with making God known, making Him seen in what we do and how we do it, in pointing to Him in everything. You see, on this Labor Day, as we honor the worker, how about we spend time honoring the one who's given us the gift of work? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love has given us so many gifts, so many good things. And one of those gifts that we sometimes don't appreciate as we ought to is the gift of work. And Father, help us to recognize that as a gift that you've designed in order to bring honor to yourself. May we examine our life for the ways that we've lifted ourselves above you, in the ways where we've tried to be noticed, in the ways where we wanted the recognition. And God, help us to be focused on doing the work of the one, of you who sends us. And doing that work in a way that you are noticed, that you receive the honor. Father, may our work today lift up Jesus in every way possible so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.